my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the sunny island nation of Sri Lanka today. The rains have stopped. Where those that follow Christ in this nation as well continue to, in Him, live and move and have their being, seeking to walk through this life, whatever it is, however it may manifest and unfold, in connection with the Father, seeking to do what He would have us to do, say what He would have us to say, live how He would have us to live, walk, pray. I have not even seen that movie, Eat, Pray, Love. I haven't read the book. Don't know anything about it, but yeah, I don't know. Funny slogans people have and they come up with. But people desire to have a real experience because they live in an illusion reality. They live within an illusion inside of an illusion. So a lot of people running around in this world that, I mean, they don't realize this world is an illusion, but they've built another one inside of it for themselves. Within the walls of their cubicles and offices and jobs that they think are their provision, things that they do that they believe are their source and their resource. But for the follower of Christ, your resource is Jesus. He is your resource. He is your supplier. He is your leader. He is your guide. He is your shepherd of your soul. He is the one that leads and guides you into all truth. He's the one that makes a way for you through your difficult situation. You know, part of life is we will go and be put into trials and tribulations, situations, difficulties. Yes, it's part of it. That happens to us. You know, I've seen it in my own life in so many different ways. This, the desire to follow Christ, leads to us walking down a particular line that then has trouble along the way. And in the trouble that we face along that way is part of God's refining process to bring us to the place where He wants us to be. And it wouldn't happen unless we went through all of that. Now, like I said in the earlier podcast, we wouldn't choose that. You know, we wouldn't choose that if left up to ourselves, left up to our own devices, no. But God, through His grace, and knowing what is best for us, chooses for us. When you pray, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. When you pray, Your will be done, you're inviting the Lordship of Jesus Christ in and through your life. Which, you know what? When this life is over and you look back, that is what you will have wanted. You will have wanted the Lordship of Jesus Christ over everything that you've ever done. You will have wanted the Lordship of Jesus Christ over the things that you'd do, the places that you'd go, all of that. The relationships in your life, yes, you would want that. And you know, I'm very grateful that God has brought the people into my life that I have. And they themselves, you know, we've walked a long way together. We talk a lot. We've shared a lot of things that have gone on. And, you know, that God will put good people around His servants. And they will care for you. Because there is a fellowship of the brethren. There's a oneness in spirit that we have a genuine care and a genuine heart for each other. You know, something I've noticed among the true children of God is that book of Acts becomes so real. I mean, you know, with the brothers that I have in Christ, you know, sisters too, but I mean, the brothers that I walk with on a regular basis, I mean, really, nobody claims that the stuff that they have is theirs. They freely share, they freely give, they freely receive. They put themselves out there for each other. They don't keep track. You know, a lot of people in the world, when they give you something, they keep track of what they gave you. And they wait for their repayment with interest. So, that's the nature of the world. You know, I mean, it's not being generous on all occasions if you give keeping a record in your head of, oh yes, I gave this person this and this and this, so therefore they owe me whatever. No, it doesn't work like that. Freely you give, freely you receive. You give as the Spirit of God leads you to give, not as your mind would dictate or as you would be trying to work an angle. See, a lot of people work their angles. I mean, you know, there is some wisdom in well, in the book of Proverbs says that everyone is the friend of a man that gives gifts, right? So there is an element of being generous and giving, but you know, realize when you do it, just do it because you have the chance and you've got the resource and you've got the chance to be a blessing. But don't be taken advantage of, because there's a lot of people out there that would bleed you dry. Without thinking twice, you would give and they would take and take and take, to the point that they would take your kidneys and your spleen and everything else. So no, don't allow for that to take place in your life, because there's no need for that. You know, I mean, God will lead and guide you, but there's a lot of lecherous, terrible, very, very horrible, selfish, evil people running around this world too, and it is not God's plan and purpose for you to be used and abused by them without reason. You know, I mean, when God put his people through certain things, when it came to the suffering for Christ, there was purpose behind it. You know, they didn't just suffer needlessly. There was a reason for it. You know, they didn't just suffer so people could get off on it. There was a reason for it. You know, and likewise, you know, for us, when God puts us into situations, there is a reason and a purpose for it. See, the world, when it tries to put us into situations, it does it just because it wants to hurt us. But God has also a way, when you're still being led by him, to turn that around for your good, to turn that around for the good of the kingdom. Scriptures talk about all things working together for the good of the called, though for the good, for the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. So, yeah, you know, that is something that we have to deal with, because, see, when you're going to follow Christ, you're going to have people shooting at you. That's just the way it is. If you are marked for God, you're going to have people shooting at you for your life. It just happens. So, you know, either you can get into the woe is me syndrome, and why do these tough things happen, and why do I have to deal with this and that, or you can rise up to the challenge of what it is to be a follower of Christ and get on with it and be an overcomer. And when you face things, realize that God is putting these situations there so that you would come out be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and he will receive you. He's putting you in these situations so that to draw something out of your life. You see, I was thinking about it even this last week, some of the experiences that God has allowed for me to be in and to go through. Well, if I didn't have those experiences right now, there are certain things, certain skills, certain ways of being, certain aspects even of my own personal character that I would have gladly left in the storage. I wouldn't have wanted those to come out because, you know, for example, I would like to get along with everybody. I would like to be, as much as possible, as scriptures talk about it, peace with all people. But at the same time, you know, you have to speak the truth. And you have to do what's right. And you have to, at times, put your foot down. And you have to stand for what you believe. And you have to seek to walk in integrity. And if you... And you have to be put in the situations where that will be tested, where that will be challenged. So, yeah, we do that. You know, we're allowed by God, as we follow Him, to be put into difficult situations. Because the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint. You need to be put into these different things because that is how you are being transformed into the image of Christ Jesus. See, the firing of the soul, if you would, we talked before about silver, you know, and the cleansing process of silver to make it something worthwhile to be able to be used. But that process that we go through, it's something that, you know, God uses the circumstances of life to test us. It's the fire of affliction that we go through. If we didn't go through it like that, we would never, ever come to the place that He would have us to be. We would remain half-baked, you know, in the oven. We would have never gotten... You got to go through the whole process. And that whole process, it involves the circumstances of life, yes. But it involves them in a certain way. You can't go through them without trusting Him, without obedience, without allowing Him to carry you through. If you try to do it on your own, you're going to slip, you're going to fall, you're going to falter, you're going to fail. You try to do things in your own strength. And you know, that's something too, that as you keep walking with Christ, sometimes what happens is people, they get... As they keep going, there comes a point when the bigger it gets, the more they think they've got to actually do something. You know, they forget that, you know, God brought them this far and that He's the one that's going to carry them through. So they start forgetting that and then they try to do the next thing in their own strength. It doesn't work like that. You know, if you try to do it in your own strength, the arm of flesh will fail you. You cannot do this in your own strength. You and I cannot walk out the challenges of this life and go on the path that God has for us in our own strength. Period. You need His strength. You need His ability flowing through you. See, the walk of Christ, to follow Christ, and the new life that we now have in Him is... And the whole thing about, you know, even baptism and the revelation of what that represents, which is the new life hidden in Him, the old man is dead. the new man is now hid in Christ, and you're part of that resurrection, that means that now He lives through you. He lives through you. So when people see you, they see Him. When people interact with you, they interact with Him. His Spirit is it's linked to yours. Your Spirit is made one in Him. You're hid together. So, now without that, you're still separate. But with that, it's powerful. And people sometimes, they don't realize that, you know, without that link, you know, without that connection, without Him having His way through you, what you end up with is your own best efforts. And sometimes what happens is people, they continue to move forward, and then they come to a point where they're like, okay, I better try to do this part now, it's getting pretty heavy. No, God, He got you to that point by His Spirit, and He'll carry you through by His Spirit. So the same way that you trusted Him on an exam, or with a job, or whatever, you name it, the same way that you trusted Him for provision, you can trust Him for your protection. The same way you trust Him for your protection, you can trust Him with that which He has for you, for life. And His ways, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. You know, the way gets a bit rocky sometimes, but He's with you. He never forsakes His people. You know, it's nice to drive today. It's just beautiful. You know, the clouds are beautiful, the sun is shining bright. Less traffic on the road today too, which is kind of cool. Bet you everybody's probably watching cricket or something like that. But no, beautiful country, beautiful nation. You know, I think about all the turmoil going on in the world right now, and I look at one of these trees driving by, and that tree sitting in that spot, it doesn't know what's going on in Syria. It doesn't know what's going on in Iran. It doesn't know what's going on in the halls of power in America or in China. And all the things that people stress out about and worry about, that tree is just doing its thing. Just growing, just continuing on like that. And in the window of time that so many of these people will have used and abused their lives and sought to become something in positions and power and pleasure and all of that, this tree just does its thing. And as people pass on from this world, that tree they just saw, it's oblivious to what it is that those people had done. So, you know, it just did its thing. It grew what God had for it to grow. If it was a fruit tree, it bore fruit and blessed and helped and sustained a lot of people. And it's done. You know, carried on well after those people came through, came and went, that were worried and stretched, Googling and apping and Yahooing all these other people. But in the end, life is quick, it's transitory. And even the people that seem like they have success in this world, they lack the very fundamentals, the very core necessary for true success, which is Christ. Look, you've got to have Christ Jesus, period. That is the beginning of success. So success is walking with Him. Success is in the obedience. Success is living the truth. You know, I mean, you know, I know we want that. You know, I know we desire that. But also, there's not many people around you that do. And so in the challenges that you face, in desiring to walk with Him, you have to be persistent. You have to press through. You know, a lot of people give up before they get to the conclusion of the matter. A lot of people give up when they are halfway through God's process. So He'll be firing them, He'll be, you know, working them out on the wheel, firing them in the kiln, the whole pottery thing. He'll be doing all of that, but they will get off because they don't want to go through the rest of that process. So, I mean, God wants you to. His desire is that you would be a finished work. But you have to submit to Him for that. And you have to allow Him by His Spirit and by His will, your will becoming His will, i.e. your will conforming to His will. So, your will gets merged into His, because His will is where you will find peace and joy and satisfaction and incredible challenges. Good challenges. You know, you need to be challenged. That's what stretches you. You need to be put into difficult situations. That's what gets the best out of you. If you don't, look. You get stronger from resistance. Right? Let's just think about it in a weightlifting analogy. You get stronger because you go up against resistance. And because you go up against resistance, your body gets stronger so that the next time it faces that resistance is not as difficult as the first time. So the body builds up. Same with the people of God. We go through, we face resistance, and as we face resistance, it makes us stronger. And then pretty soon, the resistance that you faced at 10 pounds is easy. And then the resistance got to increase in order for you to experience a further strengthening. It goes from 10 to 15, 15 to 20, 20 to 25, 25 to 30. And pretty soon, you're doing so much more. And what was considered resistance earlier is easy. But it takes some time. And time is your ally. Time is your friend. Because God uses it to further His purposes in our lives as we walk with Him. So you don't have to worry. You know, I know that a lot of people, they worry about a ton of different things. And, you know, truly, you don't have to worry about anything. Because God's got everything under control. He knows what you need before you even need or ask for it. He knows what you would want. He knows the desires of your heart. He also knows the right way for you to go and what you should do and what would fulfill you and what would be a blessing to others and what would grant you peace, which is ultimately walking with Him in step and in line. So, you know, we trust Him because, you know, we know that He's true and faithful and He has our best interest at heart and He loves us and He's our Father. So, you know, don't worry. I said this a few times, but for those that struggle with things right now, don't worry about anything. Trust and obey. God will carry you through. Hey, I love you guys. God bless you. We'll catch up again with you guys really soon. Write us, faithmix@gmail.com. All right, hey, talk to you guys later. Bye.